Sir, 1690, you are listening to The Come Up, hosted by the one and only, the white boy with sauce, Matteo Sorgiovanni. What up, yo? Usually there's a lot more people in the studio with us tonight. However, due to some little technical difficulties, my guest, aka DedSec, is not here yet. He is stuck in good old-fashioned Montreal traffic. You already know how it is. There's always that one guy cutting off someone else, and they just don't want to get out the way, because who knows, maybe you might have an interview in the next 5 minutes, and no, you know, you gotta, like, just ruin it. Anyways, not the point. You know, it's cool. I'm used to talking to people by myself all the time. No, I'm joking. But yeah, it's cool. Being late in traffic's fun because, you know, it has some benefits. When I was talking to this one girl, I was late to meet her parents. And they didn't like me, but it worked out because she was actually the spawn of Satan himself. So you know what? Sometimes this traffic is a blessing in disguise. However, it is not in this case. But hopefully DedSec will be here within the next 5 to 10 minutes. Hopefully 5, because that would suck. Anyways, before we get into anything, I think I should tell you guys about tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, CBA is having another event with DJ Sherrick. Sherrick has been with us from the very beginning. He has done our parties, our events, birthday parties, you name it, he's done it, except for baptisms, because he's Jewish. So yeah, we're doing a party at Palazzo. Palazzo is a well-known club. It's pretty much one of the nicer clubs in Montreal. If you want to have a good time, there's going to be drinks, there's going to be great music, there's going to be everything. You name it, we have it, except for all the illegal things, because that's not what we do. Anywho, we're all gonna be there. The entire team's gonna be there. CBA, The Come Up, you name it, we got it. So stick around, yo. This is 1690, The Come Up. We're gonna be playing some new DedSec music. We're also gonna be talking about his last video that he just dropped within the next 20 minutes ago. So stick around, yo. It's been The White Boy with Sauce. We'll see y'all very soon. Peace out. Check, hello. Okay, yo, we just got an update from the man DedSec himself. All right, so he's on his way to find good old-fashioned parking. Will he do it? Probably not, because once again, we are in Montreal. There is no such thing as parking that's anywhere close, to be honest. Oh, wait, hang on. Oh, we got another caller. Oh, never mind, he hung up. Not the point. I forgot to mention, guys, we have a very special treat for you guys. Towards the end of the show, we're gonna be playing some new Mulan has been with us from the very beginning, always dropping constant bangers. This new song that she dropped, Here I Go Again, had all of us levitating here in the studio. We hope you guys enjoy it, because it's gonna be another great time. So yo, we're gonna be playing some more DedSec now, so I hope you guys have a nice night. See y'all soon.
Down in my brain might just tweak, and you wonder why I spark up when I wake up, probably cause I lost my brother last week. It's enough, yeah, I'm so done, yeah, what is life so bleak? I don't got no time for your BS, put your thumb in your mouth, bitch. I ain't had no time. Who told you I don't swerve back, that I don't get back? Yeah. Takes a different type of man to be like me. Yeah. Takes a different type of man away, these are like me.
20 bands in a hard 20 bands. Call me jockey, call me rubber band man. Making more than a man's never figured yet, it's done. Making plans to Japan. Fuck that, everybody dies in the end. Hitting that note made me feel some type of way. Sitting in this penthouse made me feel some type of way. Can't stand all the hoes that leave me. Can't stand all the brothers who wrong me. One that's been blocks, one that's all rocks. I don't need no dreadlock, rich for carrying a hilltop. My bitch said I stood too much in the Hellcat, so I switched to violence. Stop tweeting, save your man, stop getting out of can. So I put him on a shirt, make sure his ass get hurt. She said she wanna twerk out of house window. I don't think she good for me. Care her husband, she a widow. Look at the chain around my motherfucking neck. It's gone twinkle. Look at the pins around my. Look at the pins around my crib. You think I'm living lavish, but my head gon' crumble. Yeah, I'm spazzing on my marble floors. Life up on my fumble. Like tweet, I'ma follow you home. Life a breeze, I'ma spray you down.
Make sure everybody dug. Don't hit your loved ones.
All this shit so stupid, all this shit so dumb.
Please tell me,
please tell me,
why the fuck are we killing each other? Putting bullets in our brothers.
Yeah. Probably cause everybody dies in the end. For now, I'm just chilling, living around in my Maybach Benz.
With the twin tip rims.
With a bitch in the bag with boobs like Kim and Jim. Devil wouldn't be on your ass if you weren't special. Cause these don't break into empty houses. Houses, houses, oh.
Type of girl that ain't got no mind. It's funny cause you broke, now you got a pun. But can you handle no access to the mantle? All black in a penthouse like Batman. I suggest you keep your distance, I'm a bad man. Rocks came in from like Italy, I'm a rat man. You didn't give no man no head, so I told the scrap man. I mean girl, it's okay cause I caught her fend up and she rolled me like a bad blade. She said she needed smoke after sex, I said okay, okay. She said she wanna be my what? But you ain't my baby. I pull up to the crib, run some head, run some laptop. Then I told her do my homework on this laptop. She wanna take a photo of me, but then I cropped her out. You wondered where the British accent went, I just laughed it out.
Quick before the woman collapses. We don't have my we don't have my
all black in a penthouse like Batman. I suggest you keep your distance, I'm a bad man. And I'm on beat running for president like Kamala Harris. And you bet my balls got hair, it's like Barris. Don't think twice that I care, cause I don't. Don't think for once that I'm so serious. This shit ain't serious. My girl so smart like Siri. My favorite friend is Belly. He's got a nip piercing.
Waiting, I said I'm waiting for a child. I said I'm waiting for a child.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to 1690. You're listening to The Come Up with the White Boy with Sauce. And DedSec has finally entered the building. How you feeling, man?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Yes, sir. Yes, we sir. Good? How was Montreal Park?
Hey, my boy's out right now trying to park for me. It's a whole thing, man.
Dude, I was telling the viewers before, bro, Montreal parking is no joke. Either you...
Hey, it's rough out here. With all these bike lanes.
Oh, yo, shout out to Valérie Laplante, bro.
Shout out.
All right, bro, for sure. All right, man, how you feeling, man? How's everything?
Hey, we feeling good, bro, big time.
Big time. This is your first interview?
It's my first interview ever.
All right.
Bro. It's a pleasure, bro.
Oh, of course. And who else we here with?
Mr. Magic. Hey, I wanted to just state that we got a little workout in before coming into the studio, because we had to run.
Y'all
three
ran.
My BPM is through the roof right now.
Yeah, me too.
Y'all ran. I heard you coming up the stairs. Yeah. All right, so let's get into the nitty gritty of it, shall we?
I bet.
All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Who you are, what you do.
I bet, bro. So my real name's Dario. I'm Italian, Polish background. I grew up here in Montreal. And right now I'm doing first year aerospace engineering at Concordia.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, you smart, okay.
Yeah, big time. And but my whole life I've been passionate about like creativity, art. Like I've been making my own music. I've been painting, I've been doing all this shit, and like, that's my true passion, like, other than school.
I feel, honestly, bro, that's really cool. So tell us more about music. What made you get into music?
Yeah, so with my music, bro, I started in like 2021, 2022, with my boy Matheus. His stage name is Detox on Spotify.
Shout out to him.
Shout out. And yeah, so just started there, like, just us on BandLab in my room with the shitty, Apple, headset there, the free shit, and it was like, it was cooked, but we made it work. It was a fun summer.
I feel you.
That's it.
That sounds really fun.
So I wanted to ask you, how did you come up with the name DedSec?
Okay, yeah. So that's a funny story. I don't know if you know the game Watch Dogs 2.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, similar to like GTA. So in Watch Dogs 2, in the campaign mode, there's a hacking group called DedSec.
Okay.
Spelled with a C though.
Spelled with a C,
and yeah, bro, I just love that game so much, and I just took the name. That's it.
Honestly, man, that's really cool. Wait, what's your favorite Watch Dogs anyway?
My favorite character?
Yeah.
Or the favorite game?
How about both?
Low-key favorite character, I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah, bro, that I forgot, but favorite game is definitely the second one.
Definitely the second one.
Yeah.
All right.
Solid. Hey. So how long you been at it? How long you been at music for?
Like as I said earlier, 2021, I was like on and off recording like maybe a couple songs a month. And then like recently this summer, I've actually been like way more into it. I've been going to shows, networking.
Yeah, I've seen you.
I've been posting online a lot more. Yeah, I've been more active, and yeah, for sure. It's like I feel the buzz. I feel the hype. I love it.
100%. Honestly, yo, when I first saw you perform, dude, you had the crowd pretty hype. Honestly, it was really cool.
I appreciate it.
Honestly, it was cool seeing a lot of artists, like especially since it was like their first time performing. Like a lot of them came out of their shells and they actually performed their songs like somewhat more differently, I find.
Yeah.
In a way, it kind of made the songs even better, I find.
For sure.
And it was honestly really cool. And how was your experience performing? That was your first time performing, right?
Yeah, especially because my first song, the R&B track, was different from everything else that was played that night.
Yeah.
I was a bit nervous, but like low-key, I think I played it off well and the crowd liked it.
You did great, honestly.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
There
man.
Were a lot of performances that night. A few of them were a mixed bag, but honestly, you were one of the good ones. Honestly,
thank you, bro.
It was very cool.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
So, what else do you have to say about Mr. Magic?
So, I want to know what's inspired your direction with the music.
Okay.
It could be people. It could be
experiences. For sure. So, as far as inspiration, recently I've been getting into a lot of like that underground rap shit, like. Nine Vicious, Harto Falion, Summers, Autumn, that like plug and beat type vibe.
Yeah.
And yeah, that just like grunge underground rap sound, it's been my thing.
Okay, solid.
I like that. And what can you tell us about your upcoming projects?
So funny you say that, because I've actually been working on an album, 25 plus songs, and it's like hopefully done in the next couple weeks, and I can record, I can drop it probably within like October, end of October.
Ooh, for just in time for Halloween, man.
Just in time for Halloween.
We gotta talk more about it soon. We're gonna go to a quick little ad break, and we're gonna play more of your music. How you feel about that?
Feel good.
Yes, sir. This is the White Boy with Sauce, Mr. Magic, and Deadsec. You are listening to The Come Up. Let's get it, yo. It's gonna be awesome.
You heard me in the white spotlight. Why you aren't dead and you won't let me reach? Welcome to the day with a mood on my face. I don't wanna touch, I don't even wanna embrace. No face, no case, run it up. I got all this money hanging from my neck, build it up. Just here in my place with a Glock touch. Shawty wanna roll it up, shawty wanna suck it up down. This tree show ain't got no mans. Fuck you doing, get the fuck up out my pants. Best believe I respect my ground. She took me ass, turned me to a man. Damn. Get the fuck up out my plans. Shoot your boy, then I do my little dance. Yeah, shoot his brain off on my stud. And his bitch's head go back like it was past. Better do it like me, gotta be nonchalant with these racks. If you're not, they gon' stab your back. Get your heart in the way. I can see what you're doing, trying to make me not love you back. You didn't love yourself, it was facts.
It was so true.
I'm gonna hold you always. And you don't know it, I've been going through to hold my own. So I put that mask on and I wake up. Welcome to the day with a mood on my face. I don't wanna touch, I don't even wanna embrace. No face, no case, run it up. I got all this money hanging from my neck, build it up. Just here in my place with a Glock touch. Shawty wanna roll it up, shawty wanna suck it up down. This street show ain't got no mans. Fuck you doing, get the fuck up out my pants. Believe I respect my ground. She took me and turned me to a man. Fuck you doing this? This my city, ho. Fuck you doing? Why you killing my video? Why you playing with Cheerios? Like a studio. I got Rick on. I got Rick on. I got this bitch gone. On my dick. She love me just like Weezy. I got issues you can ever replace.
My emotions.
Greed kills a boy with the last time. Greed kills a boy with the last time. He was always running from it. He was always running from that troll. Always. Summer wind and last night's kiss. Memories and memories of blisses. Playground crush throwing a fit. Memories and memories of bliss. Dropped the HB pencil, now got weed and cigs. Those nights long ago will always miss. Memories and memories of bliss. You dropped out of school, now you got a grip. Bad friends, bad memories and memories of crying out to your enemies. What should I give you any empathy if I'm gonna write your eulogy tomorrow? Playing this song late at night in the studio alone. Where did all my friends go? They said they would let me know about the plans next week, but they never ever show. Guess I'm too rich for them now, cause I'm bullying in the town. With you, baby girl, don't frown. I just wanna see you smile. Put that goyard on your waist and just let your hair down. 2 a.m. in the town. Had to walk you a couple blocks cause you were drunk. Get your ass in my truck. Let's go have some fun.
Baby, I know you feel that summer love to your head. The summer wind and last night's kiss. Memories and memories of blisses. Playground crush throwing a fit. Memories and memories of bliss. Dropped the HB pencil, now got weed and cigs. Those nights long ago will always miss. Memories and memories of bliss. You dropped out of school, now you got a grip. Bad friends, bad chill. Why you acting grown tonight? I thought we would have some fun tonight. In a Bentley truck, let's close the lights and see what a summer night takes us. Why'd you only call me twice tonight? I thought you were the caring type. Never mind, that's my side hoe. And she only shot by Five Below. She broke. Cause she need this money, confirmation. Fucking on some twins, they Haitian. Love how they give me the confrontation. Love the way they suck and fuck me. Love the way they give me attention. Love the way my wrist shines. And the way my bitch is all mine.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Now with The Noise Hour.
Let me tell you, Bobby, there's nothing funny about these sounds.
Tired of listening to music your dad likes? Tune in to CJLO 1690 AM to find something that'll really shock him.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
Yes, sir, we are back. 1690, you are listening to The Come Up with the white boy with sauce, Mr. Magic, and the guest of honor, Deadsec. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, bro.
You're feeling good? You're
feeling
not too
refreshed.
Refreshed after the nightly jog from finding parking?
Yeah, bro. Big time.
I feel you. So, before we were cut off by the advertisements, we were talking about your latest project. So, what can you tell us about your project?
Yeah, so, the project is based off like my year's worth of like just random songs I've been making. Like if I feel good one day, I'll make a happy song. If I'm feeling like a different vibe another day, I'll just make that type of song. And then the album is basically a mashup of all those types of feelings over the past year. And I just felt like dropping that as like a whole project, and I thought it would be cool.
Kind of like Inside Out, like Riley's emotions and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I
like
that.
That's beautiful, man. Honestly, I like that. But like, let me ask you this. So if your album were to be like a movie, what would the plot be, considering that like all these like different songs?
Oh shit, let me think. Probably Inside Out.
Like, that's what I was gonna say. I kind of answered my own question. Yeah. But honestly, I like that concept. I like how like it could be like very Kanye West-esque. Like we chilling one vibe 1 minute, and then after all of a sudden we spazzing out and saying some stuff about Nazis and whatnot. You know
facts.
What I mean?
No, but like my intro song is like a guitar, like low-key type Frank Ocean type flow.
Okay.
And then like I got some Nine Vicious type songs in there, Young Thug. And then I got some like R&B, like Drake type flows also. And it's like a whole different vibe.
Just like a little solid of mixed emotions.
And some Juice WRLD in there too. Yeah, everything.
Oh my God.
Okay. So like, are those like the artists that most inspire you the most? Like,
a little
bit of Frank Ocean, a little bit of Drake.
I think like I base my inspiration off Juice WRLD. Because I was like heavy into.
Real.
Yeah, R.I.P. I was heavy into that like 2019.
Dude, I feel you, bro. Juice WRLD has been a big, like, inspiration, mostly towards, like, the underground scene.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, even today, like, even though, like, he's passed, like, even though he hasn't dropped new music, he's still having an effect today, which I find is beautiful.
Yeah, and his monthly listeners are still going up, like...
That's what I'm saying.
There's still the love for him, bro.
It's a very impressive...
He's embedded in the culture, for sure.
But who's dropping his music?
It's the leakers, bro.
Yeah, the leakers, this label.
Baby, bro.
People who want Fortnite... Yeah. But Fortnite had the collab.
I have the Fortnite skin.
Yeah, it was a free
thing.
They
did it after he passed, no?
They didn't.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was more like to commemorate him and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I respect it. It was a nice tribute.
Yeah.
I liked it. Anyways, enough about that. So you talked about how different like emotions affected different songs, mm-hmm. and how you're happy one day and sad the other. So talk about your experiences. So like, how would you say your experiences like affected your music personally?
I feel like my experiences mixed with my mood, that like the current day I'm trying to like make a song, is like the beat choice that I just like search up on YouTube, like type beat. And then like the beat really inspires like my whole flow afterwards and my whole mood, like, so I think it's just like my built up experiences from just like, I don't know if I'm going too deep into this, but like just all my mood and like just everything, bro.
I feel you, man. Some days we feel sad, some days we feel happy, but like we all got our ups and downs, and sometimes you just gotta write tight beat on YouTube just to help us.
It's always the tight beats that go the hardest.
Well, I think you have a good creative process, because I really understand what you mean. You get that one beat and it channels that emotion, or you can channel it yourself, which is even more special.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a perfect way to put it.
Honestly, yeah, it's very interesting. So when you write your songs, so like, what's the process behind it, like when it comes to like writing bars and whatnot?
I don't write at all.
You don't write at all?
I just punch in, like, I literally just punch in. I let the emotion go and just run through me, bro. Yeah, I punch in and I freestyle. Like, it takes me like maybe an hour to make a song.
That's it, but it feels better in that way.
Yeah, I feel like if you make a song like just like that, like raw emotion, it's like it comes out the best.
I feel you. Honestly, no, that's really cool. But like, has there ever been like a song where like, because considering how you like you freestyle sometimes, like, mm-hmm. you listen back to the song and you hear back what you said, you're like, yo, damn, this is like kind of deep. Like,
yeah.
Has that ever happened before?
It's all like the subconscious like speaking through you, I guess.
For real, it's like a second person, like an alter ego. Like Dead Sex is like Spider-Man and you're like Peter Parker. Like, for real.
Yeah.
No, that's actually really cool.
The analogies.
The analogies, for real. So, considering that, would you consider yourself an underground artist, to be fair?
Yeah, I would. Because, okay. Like, right now, I'm like, yeah, you can't really label me as anything else other than, like, underground.
I feel you. And we've had a lot of underground artists, like, on the show. We've had Ben Boy Curly. We've had Kazami, G-Bando. Yeah.
Kama,
yeah.
Have you had Dolo?
Rico.
Have you had Dolo?
Dolo we haven't had yet.
Yeah, you gotta have him on. I have a couple songs with him that we're gonna drop.
Shout out Dolo, too.
Shout out Dolo, for real. I was looking forward to hearing him perform on the last
Yeah, bro, it was a shame, bro.
It was a shame, but honestly, bro, we'll get it next time.
Exactly. There's always another show.
Exactly. We're gonna be doing another show sometime. Maybe a Halloween show. Who knows?
I'm there for it.
Exactly, bro. You gotta come up. You gotta do some crazy costume, bro.
I'm gonna do it big time crazy.
Dude, I go crazy for Halloween every year.
Once
it was Cat in the Hat. Another time he dressed up as his grandmother.
Nah, I dressed up as my aunt, bro. It was crazy.
Oh, it was his aunt. I mean, you kind of look like her grandma.
She is a grandmother, but it's fair.
Okay.
And fair. Yeah, last year I dressed up as the Cat in the Hat, and that was lit.
Yeah.
Cat in the Hat was a beautiful
costume.
Is that
online? Can I find that anywhere?
I'm gonna post it one day.
Yeah.
We went to New City Gas. This kid's dressed up in a Cat in the Hat costume.
Bro, everyone was tryharding, dude. Everyone, like, last year, for some reason, everyone dressed up as prisoners and cops.
Oh, my God.
Bro, it's all the TikTok trends or something.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was so lame.
Nobody's creative nowadays.
And after I pulled up with a can in the hat, I had a bottle in my hat, and I was just holding it, and I would just take it out and look like magic. Mr. Magic, literally.
Exactly, yeah.
Too fly.
Bro, crazy story. In elementary, I won, like, best costume of the year.
What was your costume?
It was, like... I had like a shoulders like higher, like I made out of cardboard.
Okay.
Right. And I was like the head, and I was like a mad scientist holding that.
I've seen costumes that's like cool. That. They always trip me up.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
If you do it right.
I wore that the whole day. The whole day.
You didn't break?
No.
No way.
I was suffering, bro.
honestly. Right. I respect the commitment. We had this kid dress up as a Rubik's Cube. Like, he made it himself.
Oh, yeah?
And he would just stay in
Can
the Rubik's Cube.
Can you solve it?
Nah, it would just stay as is.
He's unsolvable.
He was one of those smart
okay,
kids,
okay,
too.
Okay.
He'd be quiet and stuff. And like, he
That's
would
a
have,
sick costume, though.
It was. He had his iPad in the Rubik's Cube, too. And
oh,
that,
shit.
That was the time where you couldn't bring like your iPad and iPods to elementary school. So he would have his iPad and just be watching stuff like YouTube and Minecraft videos.
You didn't go to McKeg, did you?
I went to Genesis in Laval.
Okay. Yeah.
High school?
Elementary. That was elementary. High school, no one dressed up. It was pretty lame.
Yeah. Lucky my high school showed up.
Really?
Lauryn Hill.
Oh my god.
Lucky. Wait, what did you do?
You made me think back in Nick TT dressing up as a prisoner even when it wasn't Halloween.
He did that, didn't
you? You remember?
I remember that. I was
on a random day, he was like, he would just dress up for fun.
Yeah.
You know what's
Cosplay.
Crazy? I did that once. Not as a prisoner, I dressed up as a lobster. In like, it was like May.
For what reason, bro?
Even passion, think. That's why.
Red.
It was fun.
The love
Someone
the
just told me, yo, you have a lobster costume. Oh, no. I remember. Okay, shout out to the people back at RHS. So, for those of you who don't know, we used to do like these breakfast things for the seniors. And there would always be a theme. And our theme was tropical.
Okay.
And you remember that?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, so everyone was showing up in like the Hawaiian shirts. And like the flowers and whatnot.
Okay.
That's why people were dressing up like that.
Yeah, and I just showed up in the whole lobster outfit because I'm like,
you don't want to be Hawaiian.
I don't want to be Hawaiian. I want to date a Hawaiian. That would be cool.
Ooh,
that'd be awesome.
Okay. Sauce.
Why do you think they call me the white boy with sauce? But like, yeah. Anywho.
The prophecy has been foretold.
What was your last costume last year?
Yo,
One time we didn't dress up. No. No.
Yo, if I can find it, but I don't know.
Mine was Ted. No.
You were dressed up as Ted, but after you went as a Playboy.
Hugh Hefner.
I've done Play. What?
Hugh Hefner.
Okay, I've done Playboy. Hugh Hefner too, like 2 years ago.
You did?
Not the. It was before my aunt. It was weird.
Did we spend that Halloween together?
No. It was.
I was trick or treating with Matthew's little sister.
Yeah, shout out to him. And the
Shout
sister.
Up. Yeah, I don't think I dressed up as anything.
You didn't dress. Oh my god, bro! You sound like okay. We have this friend named
Shame.
Nick, who he would show up to a Halloween party in like just like his working clothes, and he said his costume was I'm him. I'm a blue collar worker. That's my costume.
Get out of here.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, you gotta try though.
Exactly. You have to put in some effort, at least just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little.
That's why this year you're gonna go out, bro. If we do a Halloween party, you gotta show out.
Yeah, I will for sure.
But anyway, so we were talking about underground artists. So do you feel like constrained by your own sound sometimes? Like you want to be like an underground artist, but you want to like start doing like other sounds and like experiment a bit.
Yeah, low key, like maybe it's like the label.
The
like
label?
Yeah, like the underground sound, like or like even a TikTok artist, like that type of label. Like that's like the biggest constraint.
Did you ever get that yet?
No.
No.
Maybe underground rapper. Like like if I try to do R&B, like people are like, what is this?
Does it like get under your skin though a bit or like?
Nah, I don't really care. Like I do my own thing.
Honestly, I like that because sometimes like SoundCloud artists, TikTok artists, you're still an artist. You're still making music. You still.
And then if you blow up from that TikTok artist, then
you're making
now.
More money. Exactly.
And who cares if you're a TikTok artist? You're up, bro.
100%. Is there like a sound you always want to experiment with or that you are experimenting with in your music?
Yeah, I've been like in the past, like my past album, I think it's the only album I've dropped is like really like Harto Falion. I've like probably no one ever knows this guy. He has like 40,000 monthly listeners, and it's like a kind of a grunge, really like soft melodies. Like that was my like OG inspiration, Harto Falion, and like Surf Gang.
Okay,
if you know Surf Gang.
I'm not familiar.
No.
What's their genre?
That's kind of like hyper pop mixed with that like grunge. I don't know.
Loki Bimboy's been getting me into more hyper pop stuff.
Yeah.
I've
heard
some like songs.
I've been hearing like Bimboy stuff and I was like, yo, Loki, maybe I gotta like collab with this guy.
For real, bro. He's making moves. He's making his last event was insane.
It was.
It was the
amount
of people.
Popping.
That,
it was popping.
100%. We're gonna keep working with him 100% for sure in the future. It's honestly, I love the guy. He's cool.
He's got a good energy.
I was in an apartment with him with like a bunch of random people the other week. It was the most random thing.
I was so confused when I saw that story.
Yeah, no, it was weird. Basically, we got invited to this punk rock show.
Okay.
And the main performer is like, "Oh, you guys should come to my apartment," but we didn't know. But she invited everyone from the bar. So it was just
anyone could show.
What?
Yeah. So it was just random people meeting each other, and her roommates were mad because they weren't aware.
No wonder.
Dude, they had a sword in their house.
What?
Yeah, but they had a sword. It was crazy.
Not just anyone in my house.
Dude, I'm gonna have her on the show too. She's actually really cool. Her name is Shiera. Okay. She's actually at Concordia.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I'm gonna meet up with her.
The girl was singing the other day.
Yeah. The one that had the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was her. She has a sword in their house.
No, I was interested in getting more band like groups.
100%. Honestly,
on the come up.
Honestly, yeah, we're gonna be more. For those of you who don't know, we've been having a lot more underground artists, but we're also gonna be more versatile in the future. We're gonna be having more punk rock. We're gonna have a Mulan at some point, hopefully.
More singers.
You could have Spencer Eekhoff.
Yeah, I want to have Spencer sometime next week or the week after.
Like the 29th, I think.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
that'd be great. I know she's down.
For real.
I feel bad. I kind of ruined her moment.
Not at all, bro.
Not at all.
No.
You were there, huh?
Yeah.
You were sitting right next to her.
No. Okay, yo. So for y'all, for those who don't know, during the event, basically what happened was that there was no music playing, but the mics were working. However, Spencer got on the piano, and her voice was beautiful.
Yeah.
Elegant.
Something else.
She was killing it.
With the piano?
However, I ordered too much pizza, and I didn't want it to go to waste. So
I can pull up the video right now. You want too much pizza,
bro? Pull up the video. So basically, I said on the mic, "Yo, who want pizza?" And I didn't realize how loud it was because everyone just turned around and started laughing like it was Saturday Night Live or something. And like, she just stopped singing.
It was unbelievable.
Oh no, I felt so bad. This is her, guys.
What up, yo? We have some extra pizza.
Oh my god.
And everyone just starts laughing. I felt so bad.
I love that the mic picked that up. That was.
I know, for real. That was awesome. Anyways, we're going to go into another little ad break. We're going to be playing more music. So stick around, yo. This is 69 to come up with Dead Sick. Yes, sir.
Been sipping on this cup, now I can't even see. All I want is to be with you and you be with me. I can't stop thinking of the first night that we met. You got me feeling sober, even off that Percocet. I don't know what I did to make you so upset. Now I can't even get you out of my head.
They told me get your racks up and your bag up. Now I got my bag up, but I can't stand up. They won't understand, yeah. Too many pills, yeah. All around my mansion, covered in fashion, yeah. So my first hit since then, I've been gone. I'm moving slow, yeah, all night long. Off these pills, I can't move right. I've been riding dirt bikes, your girl, she ride me all night long. Gotta have these little distractions just to keep me at peace. I've been thinking about you daily, keep me in your phone at least. Eyes red till the morning, it's been hard to see. Yo, I've been forgetting all our memories.
Been sipping on this cup, now I can't even see. All I want is to be with you and you be with me. I can't stop thinking of the first night that we met. You got me feeling sober, even off that Percocet. I don't know what I did to make you so upset. Now I can't even get you out of my head.
Walking Louis V till I see green. Why don't you agree? I thought I'd never be on scene, huh? I wanna see your body, I feel like John Gotti. I wanna see that money coming all around me. Money all around me, bitches on my body. Shawty wanna slide, tell her to bring a bottle. Contrary to my wrist, huh? I'll keep it solid.
Trust me, you don't know anything about it. They keep calling on my wallet, want my money, don't want nothing about it. All of a sudden, my life's changed, every room I walk in is crowded. Got my girl in the Brabus, her friends too, now this shit is crowded. Don't know what to do, too many moves, now this shit's getting rowdy. Been sipping on this cup and I can't even see. All I want is to be with you and you'll be with me. I can't stop thinking about the first night that we met. You got me feeling sober, even off that Percocet. I don't know what I did to make you so upset. Now I can't even get you out of my fucking head. My love is gone and it'll always be like this upset. But I don't see it that way, hope you take me.
My jet lagging, always pistol packing with my heater. I'm too high, they call me Amelia. Your face a little too familiar. I make you way, way too many millions. White diamonds on my face, I'm so grinning.
But hold on, take my life for granted. And all my new songs turn to classics. I told you something, you just ran.
Yeah,
it's that shit that made me laugh. Passing, we don't pass the gas. When I'm outside with my bitch, you know we match. But Simon screaming high. Who's my bitch? Now you switch side. I was your bitch, now you switch ride. Yeah, it's Freaky Friday, watch me switch lives. I beat it alright, but I won't eat tonight.
Get on my back, baby, turn him. Baby, turn into a friend.
Yeah, bitch, got ice and Goyard all on my wallet. X to me dirty, those rumors, they all nonsense. Mask on my face like ISIS. Locked up in the studio, I lost it. Ain't met it yet, but I goddamn know she a Pisces. Bitches on my line, asking why you block me. Bitches on my line, but I don't speak chop shit. Questioning me, catch a fly with a chopstick. Wanna go another round one more time, did you callous? Liking on my story, that's valid. Don't waste my time with a hoe that's toxic. Main hoe, side hoe, getting close. That's a little scary. Is it just me? You look like a fairy. Cemetery. Me and Jazzy, shit's getting scary.
I'ma need to go and cop a bag, huh? I'm tryna see some money in my hands, huh? Remember when she flaking on me dandruff? Now I'm ballin' and she wanna throw a tantrum, damn. Saw it bounce back from an angle, damn. She tryna drop stick like a wrangler. Don't crash, get on my back, baby, turn into a fan.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegeha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Hey, it's Alicia Clara. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
What's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. It's not 1690. I would not be welcome there.
Yeah, it's CJLO. We respect the music our DJs choose to play.
Are they playing f***ing Coldplay?
How long will they wait?
CJLO!
Oh, yeah, we about to lock back in, bro. Welcome back to 1690, The Come Up. How y'all feeling?
Feeling good.
No, yeah. Alex has gone missing. He's MIA, so we replaced him with the one and only, Mr. Mars.
It's your boy Mars, Marioso.
Yes, sir. Make a mufongo, for real. I said, yo, I don't even know what that means, and he's Spanish, bro, for real. What does that mean, anyway?
I don't even know what that means. I think...
But it's would you say mufongo?
Mufongo. Have you heard that?
I don't think
in Spanish?
I think so.
I don't think
mufongo.
Mufongo.
No.
Mufongo.
It sounds like a fun made-up word to say.
Well, for sure, it's fun to say.
Make it mufongo. So the last song that we heard, bro. Tell us the name about it.
Don't speak your lingo.
Yes, sir, bro. That yes, was sir. You just dropped the video for it tonight.
I did. It was tonight. And shout out Brandon who filmed, edited it. Bro, did the VFX. He's crazy with it.
Yo, for real.
And shout out Jazzy for also hopping on the song. Yeah. He did his part. It was crazy, too.
Yo, for real.
Yeah, it was really nice. And it's a really nice upgrade. Because I saw your other videos. It was shot in a garage, I think.
Yeah, I filmed those myself. And then, decided to, level up with Brandon.
Yeah, but yeah. It shows. And it shows that the quality is so much nicer. So, yeah.
I appreciate it, bro. Honestly, we going up.
Yeah, for real. You on the come up, for
on
real.
The come up,
yeah.
On the come up. That's it.
100%. 100%. Like, but no, honestly, shout out to Brendan for real. He also videographed our first event.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Jazz House.
I was there, no?
Yeah, you were there. Yeah, it was lit. Yeah, you're in the video. I made the edit by myself.
Okay, nice.
Because I was going to afford to pay $250 for an edit. So I'm like, yo, screw it. I did it myself.
Yeah.
iMovie chopped it up
and that's exactly. It
that's how it is, man. That's how it is. So what was the process behind filming that video?
It was we planned it out for maybe 3 weeks in advance, but okay. Then the week of, it was just we showed up to a metro and we just walked around and did our own thing for the whole day, the whole night.
Damn.
And we ended up near my crib in Saint Laurent, and we just shot there and ended the night off there.
So you were in public, though?
In public. People were staring at us, laughing at us, but it's okay. We were doing all
exactly,
things.
Bro. You gotta lock in sometimes, bro.
That's it.
People are gonna laugh, people are gonna stare, but...
Screw them.
Exactly, bro. It is what it is, bro.
Yeah.
And compared to, all the other times you've done, music videos...
Those were, more in my house, or my dad's recording them. Shout out my dad.
Shout out to your dad, for real?
Yeah. He's recording this right now on...
No way. Yeah. What's your dad's name?
Tony.
Yo, shout out Tony. I know you listen to this, bro. Your son is very, very talented, bro. Honestly, yeah. He's on the come up. Shout out to the videos, too. Honestly,
yeah.
It was great.
And the lighting is perfect. I saw that you had everything
yeah,
set
he,
up.
He has a green screen, too. He has
no
professional
way.
Lighting.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
For my Sec 4, history project, we got, 100%. Because we had to do, a news anchor type video, and we had the green screen with the whole thing. And it was, all shout out to my dad.
Yo, shout out to that, for real. That's some cool stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I had my parents do that, they would just question everything and just get annoyed within 20 minutes.
Yeah. Shout out.
But honestly, it's fun when parents follow you, mm-hmm. encourage you to follow your dreams and
exactly.
stuff. They like that you're doing music.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
yeah.
I like that.
They enjoy it. But obviously, engineering first.
Honestly,
exactly.
And for engineering, what do you want to do with engineering? You want to build planes?
Build planes, or even work for the Canadian Space Agency.
Word.
Yeah. yeah. Airbus, shit like that.
Yeah, I know like someone that. Who actually built planes too.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I think I can give you. I can
oh, yeah, you can hook me up.
Yeah, I think so. I got you. So, what's next for you, man? What's in store for all the DedSec fans?
Honestly, my album. Just gotta wait for that, like a couple months.
A month?
Yeah.
For like November-ish?
Yeah, November. Maybe on my birthday, November 10th.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Happy belated birthday to that, bro. That'd be pretty cool.
Thank
for
you.
For real, yeah. Lehan's in the background getting lit. Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah.
And this is the album you were talking about before, right?
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be called Ego Death.
I like that.
Is there a story behind that?
Well, I was talking about it before.
Okay.
Yeah, you missed it. It was a... I don't know. I don't want to re-explain it.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Basically, it's just about... he had a bunch of different songs and all a bunch of different emotions.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about Inside Out.
Inside Out, the plot. The plot of Inside Out.
Okay,
that's what it is.
I like it.
Yeah.
You ever watch Inside Out too? I kind of suck.
I don't think I watched the second one.
Dude, the second one kind of sucked, honestly. Like, it's
where
all
she's playing hockey.
Yeah. And well, like, even the first one is just about her playing hockey, but like, like now it's all... It was about like anxiety.
Okay.
And that was played by Maya Hawke.
Meh.
Yeah,
meh.
Meh.
My album is the first movie, not the second.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, like, you moved to San Francisco too, or like?
Mm-hmm. I'm pulling up.
Exactly.
And what about like future albums? Have you ever like? Do you like plan ahead?
No, right now it's just like I'm just flowing with the flow.
Honestly, I like that. You live in the present.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you try to capture that, like, that present moment with your songs, exactly, like, to push a frequency or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just, like, show up, I record everything at home. I have, like, a home studio. So I just show up. I wake up out of bed. I, like, do my stuff. I sit down. I pick a beat. Whatever my mood is, I pick a beat, and I just flow with that. And then, I freestyle off the beat. Mm-hmm. And then that's the song.
And you usually freestyle, and then you create your flows, or do you really write...
Yeah, I'll freestyle, I'll punch in.
Okay, you'll punch in.
Yeah, nice. Everything.
Oh, that's cool. Well, this is the new way, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, a lot of people have been doing that. Like, I've been, like, talking to some other artists, and, like, a lot of them have just been punching in.
I would say majority. Because mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of sessions for, like, the past 4 years, and I think that I would say at least 75% of artists, they punch in.
Because low-key, writing is a process. It's tough. Like, I know Jazzy writes, and, like, he's really good at it. And it's just like another talent. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. I'm not all there for that.
And yeah, and it's really a nice way to capture the moment because it's really done in the moment. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's the great thing.
That's just like the rawest form of art you can get. You know.
Exactly.
100%. It's like always in the moment.
Yeah.
And you just feel it. Whatever comes out.
Mm-hmm. Like that's it.
You're brutally honest.
You're brutally honest mm-hmm. with yourself, and just it shows through the art. And the people like it.
And honestly, that's what I really like about the underground scene. Like, it's something that I wasn't expecting either. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone is just so brutally honest.
Yeah.
And I honestly, it took me by complete surprise. Because mm-hmm. I was just expecting some, like, Cardi-inspired stuff. Like, when I first got Bimboy, I had no idea what
to
expect.
So you were getting to the underground, like, recently?
Like, 2-3 months that started the show. And when I was always hanging out with Mars, we would have like the boys Rico and Kama,
uh-huh.
and like it's not exactly like opium, but like how would you describe the genre?
I think it's not exactly opium, but it's like an in between of the usual trap and rap, but mixed with this new wave of opium, and it's like.
And there's like a bunch of like different niches into it.
Yeah,
they're really spider webs into like an iceberg.
Yeah, exactly. And with Bimboy, it was like really like. Leaned into that opium side, and I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know if it was gonna be like something long term, but like once like they also tapped into the hyper pop,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of them do.
I really like that.
I like that too, and it popped, and it does great, especially live.
Yeah,
live is awesome to hear it
because the vibe is there in the music itself.
Exactly, it's very like you, like.
Same with like techno.
Yo, for real.
Exactly. Or like Two Hollies.
Yeah,
exactly. And I think that when I finally realized that was at the Jazz House event, the first event that we did together.
Yeah.
And G Bando performed one of his songs with Kazami. It's called My Bad.
Okay, yeah, I think I listened to that one.
And after the crowd was chanting back the lyrics to him, mm-hmm. like, my bad.
And that's sick.
It was awesome.
Sick feeling. Yeah.
And after like, you see that and you're like, yo, this is awesome. This mm-hmm. is great. But honestly, man, do you have any last words for us?
Hey, bro. I really appreciate you guys for having me on here.
Yeah.
My bad for the late start.
Oh my God, wait. I completely forgot the quote of the day. Yeah. I completely forgot.
Oh, you have a quote of the day?
Okay, so on our every show, we do this thing called the quote of the day, which basically you can say whatever you want. It can be inspiring. It can be stupid. It just can't be like something that can get you in jail.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
All right, so Dead Sect, tell us, what's the quote of the day?
Live life, make music.
Live life, make music. Honestly, it's simple.
Live life, make
yet effective.
Music. Yeah. Exactly. That's
and
it.
Honestly, it's gonna be cool. And honestly, I can't wait for you to listen to drop more music, bro. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be awesome. It's
yeah, be great. I'm there for it, and I hope everyone else is there for it.
And when you're dropping your the music for on streaming for the oh my god, I'm having a blank for the video.
That's coming out end of this month.
Beautiful. Okay. We're gonna be there. We're gonna be there. It's gonna be awesome.
I gotta
play
it.
That nonstop. Speaking of new music, we are actually premiering Mulan's new song that she just dropped last night. Did you listen to it?
No, I didn't even listen
to it. Dude, it had me levitating at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Like Mulan.
Okay.
You ever watched the Disney movie?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, no, honestly, dude, hella talented.
Okay.
Insane voice. Yo, for real. Mulan. It's honestly, like, crazy.
It's
like,
angelic. A bit.
Angelic, bro. Yeah. It makes you want to be a better person.
Exactly. Like,
yeah. I'm singing right now, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just the vibe is always there. But, yo, without further ado, yo, this is the White Boy with Sauce. I had the pleasure of having the one and only Dead Sec, Mr. Magic, and Mars with us tonight. See y'all. Yes, sir. We'll have y'all soon on. And without further ado, this is a world premiere. Here I Go Again by Mulan.
Then everything is different when I'm not in love with a friend who's also a man who can't even really pay for his rent. For his rent. Did you find it before that? So a man who can't even really pay.